Bruchim Aboim to another week of Parsha Insights, Parshas Mishpatim. For those of you who are joining in the Heichal, for those of you who will hear it live as we say it, and for those of you who will Be'ezus Hashem hear it when it goes out, Be'ezus Hashem, let's say the Divrei Torah, and specifically on Shabbos Kodesh, so that it could bring about beautiful and added Kedusha to our Shabbos. The Shir said is L'Zecher Nishmas U'Le'ilei Nishmas, Rebecca Bas Serina and Leon Ben Rachel. May their Neshama Tahiris have a Lichtige Gan Eden. Thank you for your sponsorship in memory of your parents. Again, Parsha Insights, Parshas Mishpatim. Take a look, please, at Perek Chof Beis, Psukim Vav and Zayin. We mentioned this pshat before. A very, very powerful pshat from the Chassam Sofer, Zechusa Yogan Aleinu. And I just want to add different things to this pshat. First, let's read the two psukim and understand it in the way that the pasuk reads in its pashut pshat. We're talking over here about a shomer chinam, someone who's an unpaid watchman. And he says that the object that he was given on deposit was stolen. He's brought before a bezdin. He makes different shvuos, oaths. I'm innocent. Then he's free to leave. If the thief is found, he pays double. Let's read the pasuk inside very quickly. Ki yiten ish el re'eyu kesef oy chelem lishmor. Ve'gunav mibeisa ish. Im yimotze haganav yishalim shnayim. Ve'im lo yimotze haganav. Ve'nikrav balabayis elho Elohim. Here we say Elohim because it's talking about a court. Now, I just told you the way that these two psukim are to be translated in their poshet pshat, a reference to a shomer chinam who says, it was stolen, I'm innocent. He goes to Bezdin, he makes a different oaths, and if the thief is found, the thief is not found, etc. Let me read the words one more time. Ki yitein ish el re'eyu kesef oy kelem, you gave the man kesef or kelem lishmor to watch as an unpaid watchman. Ve'gunav mibeis ha'ish, and it's stolen. Im yimatze haganav yishalim shnayim, if the ganav is found, he pays double. Im lo yimatze haganav v'nikor balabayis el Elohim, then we're told, the pasuk says, if the thief is not found, then the householder goes to court, and different shvuos, as we mentioned, are made. The Chassam Sofer tells us something, as I said a moment ago, we've said it in the past, a very, very powerful pshat, and Be'ezus Hashem will add some different ideas to what the Chassam Sofer says. The Chassam Sofer says these two pshukim should be read as an entirely novel idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every one of us, everyone in Klal Yisrael has capabilities, potential, gifts, things that they could and should excel at. Do you use them or do you abuse them? Do you utilize them or do you chalila squander those opportunities? And now look how the Chassam Sofer reads it inside. Ki yitein ish el re'ehu. When a man will give his friend. Here says the Chassam Sofer, this ish is referring to Hashem. Sometimes we find that Hashem is called an Ish, like most notably, every day when we speak out the Oz Yashir, we say Hashem Ish Milchama. So who is the Ish in this pasuk? It's a reference to Hashem. And who does he give it to? Re'ehu, his friend. Re'ehu is a reference to Klal Yisrael. So far we've established Ki Yitein Ish al Re'ehu, homiletically is a reference to Hashem giving us Kesef oikelim, money or utensils, which means our needs, our physical limbs, our physical needs. He gives us phenomenal wealth in terms of abilities and capabilities, and he gives it to us lishmar. Lishmar means to guard it. You're instructed to guard everything that you've been blessed with. Make sure it stays holy. Make sure you utilize it. Make sure you use it. Don't abuse it. And what does the pasuk then say happens? After you're given these things, lishmar, v'gunav mibeis ha'ish. They're stolen from the man's house. Meaning to say, rather than you using them wisely, you steal them. You misappropriate them, or you abuse and don't utilize that which you were given. Unfortunately, the gunami beisa ish, you allowed it to be stolen from your house. If the thief is found, what that means, you, the thief, what does it mean that the thief is found? You're revealed to be a thief. You didn't do tshuva. You didn't do tshuva. That which you misused, which Hashem gave you, you continue to misuse, and the thief is not found, and you matzeh haganef, you're found to be a thief, meaning you didn't do tshuva. Then the halach is yeshalem shnayim. You're culpable twice. You have to pay double. We could say that perhaps a reference to double means that you're culpable both in this world, oilam hazeh, as well as oilam haba, the world to come. But then the pasuk says beautifully, im lo yimatze haganef. If the thief is not found, meaning you're not found to be a thief because you did tshuva, you're no longer stealing from Hashem, you're no longer stealing, then v'nikrav is from the word come close, v'nikrav balabayis, here we're going to read it as Hashem's name, El Ho Elokim, then you'll come close to Hashem, because now you could become closer than even a complete tzaddik. We know the Chazal tell us, the Rambam tells us, b'makim shabalei tshuva oimdim, where at bal tshuva, someone who did proper tshuva stands, even someone who's a tzaddik gomer, completely righteous, cannot stand. That person could be on a spiritual level. And that's the way you read the end of the pasuk, v'nikra balabayis el ho'elikim, through your tshuva, and you're using, not abusing, you'll end up getting closer to Hashem than even a tzaddik gomer. I hope the Olam appreciated how profound the Chasam Sofer read these words into using the gifts that you're given. I know we've mentioned this mashal many times, but it certainly is worth repeating. They say a mashal happens, you could certainly use Baron Rothschild, somebody, a financier and banker, who was known for extreme wealth. But as the story goes, somebody was in need of, let us say, $100,000, and he went to the baron or to the wealthy person and said, could you lend me the money? I'm in desperate situation. I need it for X, Y, and Z. And the money's lent him for a year, but it has to be paid on that day in the year. The year comes and goes, and at the end of the year, the person comes back to the baron and he takes out the money. And he says, I want you to know, here's the money exactly. Every bill exactly as you gave it to me, perfect. I watched it, I looked, the same rubber bands, the same serial numbers, the money you lent me, here it is exactly, I'm giving it back to you. The baron, the person, would turn to that fellow and say, you fool, you foolish person, I didn't give you the money to do nothing with it, I gave it to you. Invest, fix your situation, utilize it, use it, don't abuse it. I didn't give it to you just to put it in your drawer, keep it in the rubber band and the plastic bag and give me back that exact thing that I gave you. Do something with it. Isn't that why when it comes to the Yom Ha'orayim, after the Nisan HaTokev, which may very well be the most powerful and poignant tefillah, how we cry during Nisan HaTokev, right after the Nisan HaTokev, right after we say Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah, Mavir Nesroya HaGezerah, that those three things could annul and push off the evil decree, what do we then say? Adam Yesoidai Me'afar V'Soifai La'afar. Man's beginning is dust and his end is dust. And people tend to cry when they say those words. Why? Why? Your beginning is dust, your end is dust. That's indeed a reality. Why is a person crying? Besides the obvious, maybe the recognition of where we're going to be heading. So I believe it is the Sfasemis. I believe the Sfasemis Zuchus Yagun Alinu says, you know why you're crying? Adam Yesoidai may offer. When you came into this world, you were given offer. What is offer? Offer is dirt. You take dirt and you build with it. A person could take dirt and make an extraordinary castle. He could take dirt and make a fabulous mansion. You do things with offer. So I gave you offer, meaning I gave you things with which to work. The Soifai La Offer? And at the end, you're giving me back the same offer that I gifted you? You're giving me back exactly what I gave you and you did nothing with it? That's a reason to cry. And that's why says the Ger Rebbe Zuchusi, we cry, but Adam Yesoide may offer Vesoifei la offer. Our Yesoide, when we're brought into this world, is we're given offer, something with which to build, do, accomplish, achieve. Vesoifei la offer, and you give back to your master, the creator of the world, exactly what he gave you. You didn't make it holy, you didn't accomplish or utilize or use or achieve. That's Tak, as we said a moment ago, a reason to cry. And that's why the Chasam Sofer explains this in the Pasuk so powerfully. Ish el Re'ehu, Hashem is the Ish, and we are Re'ehu. He gives us Kesem Kalim, and he gives us so much goodness. Lishmar, safeguard it, keep it holy, do something with it. Ve'gunav mi beis ha'ish, but you abuse it. We are a thief. If Yematze Haganef, if we didn't do tshuva, we're still found to be a thief. Yeshalim Shnayim, we're culpable twice. Perhaps it means both in Olam Haza and in Olam Haba. But the beautiful part of the pasuk is, in Lo Yematze Haganef, if you're not found to be a thief, meaning you did proper tshuva, you did repentance, you realized I made a mistake, but I could rectify and be better. You're no longer a ganef, you're no longer a thief, you're no longer misusing or misappropriating. Then v'nikra balabayis el ho'eloi kim. It's an opportunity to get even closer to Hashem than perhaps, and more so than a tzaddik gomer, because the Baal tshuva, somebody who does proper tshuva, can get so extremely close. The reason why I think this pshat from the Chasam Sofer so moves us is it's so relatable in the sense that every one of us, people are different. There aren't any two people that their countenance, that their appearance, anything is the same. But we all have different koiches, different talents. Of course, we should strive to utilize them, men, women, children, young, old. And sometimes those challenges, those beautiful gifts, I should say, those talents, those abilities constantly evolve. But it is certainly behooves us and worthwhile to every once in a while take stock. Are we using them or are we abusing them? If you're hearing the words coming out of my mouth, you, Baruch Hashem, have an extremely wonderful talent or something that is an extraordinary, extraordinary gift. They were given to use and to keep holy and to get closer to Hashem. I'd like to take this vart one step further, if I may. In other words, bring a raya to the beautiful benefit of utilizing the koichas that Hashem gives you. Take a look at Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Chav Beis Chav Dalet. In Kesef Talves Ami, here we're learning about lending money to someone in Bnei Yisrael. Ani Imach. Lend it to the poor person who's with you. I'll read that pasuk one more time. Im kesef talves ami yaseoni imoch. You're lending money to someone. You're lending money to the poor person who's with you. I remember some of the Svarim HaKdoshim saying a beautiful pshat al pidrush, and this will really open up to some wonderful, wonderful pshatim. Im kesef talves ami. You know, you have money. You have the gifts and the abilities and the capabilities that I've been talking about the last almost 15 minutes. And what was the takeaway from what we said from the Chasam Sofer, that which we said from the Mashal, a parable, that which we said from the Ger Rebbe? Use them. Use them properly. I reiterate, as I said 2 moments ago, everyone, and sometimes it's evolving, the talents that you have is different, but use them. Shame beyond not to. Now let's see in this Pasuk. Im kesev tal ve'es ami. You have a lot of wealth, and what do you do with the money? Tal ve'es ami. You lend it to a fellow yid who's in need. What do the next 3 words say? Es ha'oni imach. The poor person that's with you could be read as es ha'oni. Whatever you give to the ani, imach, you take that with you. That's something that you accompany and take with you into the Olam HaEmes. Those chusim, the mitzvahs, the credit, everything that you accrue, that's something that could never be taken from you. Im kesef tal v'sami, let's say it one more time. If you lend money and do proper things with the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you, like the Chasam Sofer said, use them and utilize them. Es ha'ani, then that which you give to the poor person, imach, you'll take it with you, not only in this world, but you'll take it with you as chusim that will keep accruing exponentially in the next world. Imach, 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 imach. It'll always accompany you and be with you. And we know that that's the way it is. In fact, the Pasuk said, but a few weeks ago, we read that Moshe Rabbeinu, when they left Mitzrayim, what did Moshe Rabbeinu take with him? The Jews took the gold and the silver, which I believe is the Sepharno say amounted to 54 million donkeys of gold and silver. What did Moshe Rabbeinu take with him? Atzmas Yosef, the bones of Yosef. The Pasuk says that Vayikach, he took Atzmas Yosef Imai with him. But according to the Pshat we just said, taking Atzmas Yosef was an incredible mitzvah. It was a tremendous mitzvah. Vayikach Atzmas Yosef Imai, that you take with you, that you take with you, that accompanies you to the next world. All the mitzvahs and all the ma'asim tovim, all the chesed, all the tzedakah, all of the good things, that is with you and accompanies you. We've mentioned in the past a very powerful pshat from the Rabbeinu Bachai. The Rabbeinu Bachai says that there used to be a custom from the Anshei Tsarfas, the elders of France, that they would ask to be buried in the wood of their dining room table. In other words, the dining room table should be used. I believe it was a reference to the wood of the dining room table. It should be used to go ahead and to make the aron that with which the person was going to be buried into. Why? So that the wood of the dining room table in their home could testify and be mayed how many orchim sat around that table, how many aniyim, how many Rosh Hashivas, how many parlor meetings were hosted, how many almanas, how many yasayimim, how much tzedakah, how many orchim, and on and on and on and on and on and on. Let the wood of the dining room table that is mayed, that can testify to all of the chesed, all of the tzedakah, all of the kindness, all of the goodness that was done, they wanted to be buried in that their coffin, their urn should be made out of that wood, so that imach, 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 the schusim can accompany you. And might I add, they don't only accompany a person to the Olam HaEmes after 120 gezunta years, but those chusim grow exponentially through you and people carrying on that legacy, doing the mitzvahs that were so beloved to you. Imach, 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 imach. I remember hearing such a powerful story. This is the way I had heard it. It's almost 100 years old, 1929, right before there was the great crash, the time of the Great Depression. One of the yeshivas wanted to honor at an upcoming dinner somebody who was very wealthy, and I believe he had just given the sum of $30,000. Now, $30,000 100 years ago was an astronomical sum. They wanted to honor him at the upcoming dinner, and he accepted, or perhaps to be the master of ceremonies. That was the award, and he accepted. However, a bit later, when the crash, the Great Depression hit, he literally lost everything. They very kindly asked him, perhaps we should get somebody else. Maybe he wasn't up to it. Maybe they would find somebody else. And he said, no, I want it. I want it. I want it. He wanted to continue having the award, being the master of ceremonies. He wasn't going to relinquish it, even though he had lost such a tremendous amount of money and went from so high to so low. Me'igra Ramla Bira Mikta. He said, I am taking what was given to me, i.e. to be master of ceremonies and to run the dinner. And when he got up to speak, I'm told that this is what he said. I want you to know, Rabbi Isai, why I wanted so adamantly to stick to the honor of being MC that I was given. When you walked in, you noticed a beautiful hotel to the right of the one that we're in, the ballroom. I used to own that hotel, but it was taken from me. I'm sure you saw on the opposite side of the ballroom, there was another beautiful hotel. That was mine as well. In fact, the ballroom of the hotel that we're in now that I'm speaking from, it was mine. I owned it, and it was taken from me. You see, to the left of me, to the right of me, and to the center where we are, it was all taken from me. The only thing that wasn't taken away from me was the $30,000 that I gave to the yeshiva. Because the $30,000 that you give to a yeshiva, imach, 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 it's something that will accompany you forever. And as I said, not only for perpetuity in this world and the next world, but the schusim could grow exponentially if others will carry on the legacy that was so dear to the person who's no longer here. And as he testified, everything that I had was taken from me, but not that which I gave away. What I gave away to yeshiva, that could never be taken from me. Imach, like it said by Moshe Rabbeinu, he took Asmas Yosef, Imoy. Like it says in this week's Parshim Kesef Talves Ami Es Ha'oni, that which you give to the Oni, Imach, it will be with you forever. And that's why the Anshei Tzarfas wanted to be buried in the wood of their dining room table, so it could testify to the chesed, the kindness, the aniyim, the almanos, the yesaimim, the parlor meetings, the archim, the meals, the people, the stability, the Rosh HaYeshiva that were gathered around that table. Imach. I think that it's a beautiful way to complement the opening shot that we said, because the Chassam Sofer tells us that there's so many that have so many capabilities and abilities. Utilize it, use it. Don't abuse it. And if a person did abuse it, it shouldn't stop him from being able to do a proper tshuva. Because when you do a proper tshuva, as the Chassam Sofer said, that tshuva will bring you closer to Hashem. But don't be like the fellow who was given the money and did nothing with it. Don't be like the one we speak about on the Yom Narayim. Adam Yisoydei may offer, V'soifei la'offer. Take those gifts, use it for chesed, for maisim tovim, for mitzvahs, to help a fellow yid, for limud haTorah, because those things, imach, 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 they will always be able to accompany us, and as I said already twice, for perpetuity. These lessons I mentioned earlier, whether you're hearing these words, a man, a woman, a child, perhaps 15-year-old or 115-year-old, every person on their own level has the ability to tap into the talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them. It's certainly something that's so valuable to teach our children. Besides ourselves, let our children see the great chasodim. I remember that if you take a look in my father's Sefer Imrei Mordechai, my father's Hatzal brings down that one of the concepts of why on Chanukah we give Purim gelt. Why is there sometimes, excuse me, I apologize, Chanukah gelt, I'm already thinking Purim but a few weeks away. Why is it that we give Chanukah gelt? What is the concept of Chanukah gelt? So my father explains in his Sefer so powerfully. Unfortunately, one of the terrible things that we did in the times of the Yevanim was we abused the wealth and materialism that we had. If you remember the epic explanation that my father's Hatzal gives on the words of the Rambam, Ufashtu yedeyam bimamaynam. They stuck their hand and infiltrated our money. What does that mean? Did they steal your money? Did they take away your money? Then use the word for gizela, for geneva. What does it mean, ufashtu yedeyam bimamaynam? So I'm not going to repeat the entire shir. I'm sure you remember. We used to say some incredible stories, most notably the tefillin for $11 or the kiddush cup being used as an ashtray. Hopefully you recall all of these stories. It's epic stories that we've said countless times. The point is that the Yevanim wanted to, they let us have our money. Keep your money. But they wanted us literally to squander it, to abuse it, not to utilize it. They literally wanted, like the Chassam Sofer said, "Vegunav mi beis ha'ish," that we should be found to be a thief. In other words, we abuse the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So one of the terrible things in the time of the Chanukah story, according to what I just told you from the Rambam, and the way my father reads the words, "Ufashtu yedeyam bimamaynam," they stuck their hand in our money. Keep your money, keep your money, keep your money. But they didn't want us to use the money for things of ruchnius. They wanted us to squander it on gashmius. They didn't want it to use it for things that would bring us closer to Hashem, but chalila, just the opposite. So therefore, my father says so beautifully, what is there accustomed to do the nights of Chanukah? We give Chanukah gelt. we give Chanukah gelt. Why? Where does that concept come from? Why are we giving Chanukah gelt? Maybe the explanation is to teach our children Kinderlach. Years ago, we squandered the money. We abused it. We didn't use it for the right things, but now I'm going to show you what we can do with money. With money, we can buy Svarim. With money, we can help a fellow Yid. With money, we could buy some games or books or perhaps use it for someone else who doesn't have as much as we have. And that may very well be one of the reasons for the Makor and the source of why there's gelt on Chanukah as a way to counter ufashtu yadayim b'mamaynam. It's a way to go ahead and to show the beautiful, beautiful things that could be done with money. We could use it to buy svarim. We could use it to help people. We could use it to bring shalom in the family with games and books and things to bring us closer together. You know what we could use money for? Imach, 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 imach. That might be a reason for the makor of using the money on Chanukah as a way to rectify ufashtu yadayim b'mamaynam. Why did I share that pshat with you? Because clearly, this is an integral part of chinuch, to ingrain in the children the importance of using the gifts that Hashem has given us. And that really brings me to the final pshat of the night, where the Pasuk tells us, if you take a look, it's a Pasuk right before Shishi, but really I only quoted you the second half of the Pasuk. The first half of the Pasuk says, Reishis bikuri ad moscha tavi beis Hashem alekecha, the bikurim, your choicest first fruit of the land you bring to Hashem, don't cook a kid in the milk of its mother. That was the last pasuk before Chamishi. The last pasuk of Chamishi, right before Shishi, begins Perek Chav Gimel, pasuk Yutes. As we said when we started this year, those who I'm privileged to have in the Heichal, those who are listening live, and those who will hear the recording Bezos Hashem when it's sent out. What in the world is the shayachas, the connection between these two parts of the pasuk? The first part of the pasuk says, "Reishis bikurim ad moscha tavi beis Hashem alekecha." Bring bikurim to Hashem. Leisevashel gadi b'chalev imoy. Don't cook a kid in the milk of its mother. What in the world is the connection between those two? There certainly doesn't seem to be any connection. So in what I feel is one of the most phenomenal, absolutely stratospheric pshatim, my father's atzal explains it's a pshat and a lesson in chinuch. Both of them are speaking to parents. The first thing that we're being told, we'll do the second half of the pasuk first. Sometimes there's famous stories. There are different versions of the same story, but the story goes that, let us say, a child was 3 years old and the parents brought him to the Rebbe and said, our child is three, he just had his upsharon, when does chinuch begin? And the answer was, what do you mean when? 3 years ago, or you're 3 years too late. Now that's just not a witty type of comment. He translates to mean, Gidi means a kid, but it could also be a reference to a child. Don't cook a child. Don't spiritually kill a child. Chalev ima, the mother's milk, means while it's still a nursing child, meaning although the child is as young as chalev ima, he's a nursing child, don't cook him, don't kill him, meaning to say, where are you going? Where are you bringing him? What's the music that you're exposing yourself and the child to? What is the whatever it is, what are you doing? What are you doing? Even when a child is as young as Bachalev Imoy, he's still a nursing child, 6 months, a year, whatever it is. Lysevashel, don't cook him, don't kill him, meaning to say, don't expose the child to values and concepts that could be terrible. Don't do it, Rachmana Litzlan, the terrible effects you could have. Rather, what should you do? The first half of the pasuk says, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha Tavi Beis Hashem Alikecha. Bring your Bikurim to Hashem. Who are your Bikurim? Who are your Bikurim? Bikurim doesn't only mean your first fruit. Your children are your Bikurim. Your children, especially when they're young and they're just now beginning, they are your first fruit. They are your Bikurim. What should you do with your children? Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha Tavi Beis Hashem Alikecha. Bring them to a yeshiva. Bring them to a gadol. Bring them to a shul. Bring them to be exposed to beautiful things. We know, of course, the famous Chazal that tell us that I believe it was the mother Reb Yeshua. Yes, the mother Reb Yeshua that would go ahead when he was just an infant. She would valgazichem bring him when he was in the carriage and in the stroller to the Beis Medrash that his ears should hear words of Torah. And that's how my father learns this pasuk. It's a lesson in Chinuch 101. Both the sur meira, what not to do, and the asei tov, what we must do. What shouldn't you do? Even when it's a nursing child, so young, be concerned about chinuch. Don't set him up for failure. Don't kill him. Don't cook him. Meaning to say, don't be careful with what they're exposed to. Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha. Who is your Bikurim? Your Reishis Bikurim? Your children, your Einik Lach. Tovi Beis Hashem Alikecha. Bring them, bring them, bring them to meet the Gadol, Tzitzit Tzadik, and to be involved in Achnasa Sefer Torah. Bring them to help perform mitzvahs. Bring them to places of Kiddush, of Yeshiva, of Tefillah, of Davening. Of course, with the proper respect and the proper decorum that must be mentioned. But bring them so that they could be exposed to that which is so valuable. So great is the importance and the achrayus of chinuch. And I believe that's the proper way to conclude this year. We began by speaking about all the gifts that Hashem gives us, utilize them, and make sure they're not abused. We then spoke about how these things, it's the only things we could take with us. Imach, 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 imach. It's the only things that will accompany us and will continue exponentially accruing schusim to us. Don't forget the importance of teaching this lesson to our children. Wasn't that a fabulous raya that we brought? Why is there a concept in Makor to have Chanukah gelt? Because Chanukah gelt is a way to rectify ufashtu yodeim b'mamayim. In the times of the Yevanim, we squandered the money. We didn't utilize it. We used it for the wrong things. So now we rectify that with Chanukah gelt. Use the money correctly as a way of creating an imach. In other words, in conclusion, it's never too soon to teach this lesson to our children. Don't set them up for failure by exposing them to things that they shouldn't. May we be zaycha with our bikurim. Reishis bikurei ad moscha tovi beis Hashem alikecha. Our children, our family, ourselves, our einiklach, to bring them and to be exposed to holy things, to things of ruchnias, to beautiful things. V'nikras ba'abayis el helikim. Use it to be able to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And most importantly, may we be zaycha that all of the gifts and all of the talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, which as I said, all of us on our own level, constantly evolving, constantly changing, should all be used to get closer to Hashem so that imach, these chosim will continue to be with us, stand with us, and help us both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba.